Ruchim Aboim. I'd like to welcome everyone to the yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elkanan, and to specifically to this year. And I hope everyone had a wonderful summer, and we could schmooze about that at a different time. Okay, before we begin, I have a whole list of things that I just want to orient everyone in with. The first thing is very important that I get to know everybody. Okay, so there are people here, the Panim Chadoshos here, and then there are the faces that I know for Baruch Hashem for many years. So, but I'd like to everyone to, I'm going to pass around the sheet so everyone could sign their name, and I can then match the name with the face, and Baruch Hashem get to know everyone. So, I'll start here, and... Okay, Bezer Hashem, we should be zocher b'siyata d'shmaya to have much hatzlacha learning this year. We're learning Maseches Sanhedrin this year, Bezer Hashem, and Sanhedrin is a very unique type of masechta. It's not like Subas, like a real yeshivish masechta like Subas, and it's not like Beitza either. Like a Moed Masechta, it's somewhere in the middle, and it has a lot of interesting topics. And I know a lot of fellows in the Shir enjoy Halacha L'maisa, so we'll try to make it as much Halacha L'maisa and as much as interesting as we can. So let me just go over the Seder Hayom. Normally, Chavrusa time starts at 9 o'clock. We have Chavrusa here in this space Medrash from 9 to 12, like we did today. And then we have lunch from 12 to 1. And the Shir is from 1 to 2:30. And at 2:30 we daven Mincha. And then everyone goes wherever they have to go. Now that schedule applies to Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Right? That's the 9 to 12 Chavrusa and then the 1 to 2:30 Shir. On Sundays, we'll talk more in depth about Sunday shortly. Sundays, the Chavrusa is from 9 till 11:30, and Shir is at 11:30 to 1. And depending upon the time of the year, sometimes we daven Mincha after Shir if the Zman is common, sometimes we don't daven Mincha after Shir if it's too early. And if one is in the Shir, so the early Bible day is Tuesday. So you're supposed to be in a Tuesday Bible. If you're in the college and you're taking Bible, Tuesday is the early Bible day. So therefore, on Tuesdays, we have Shir at 11:45 to 12. We have Chavrusa from 9 to 11:45, and the Shir is from 11:45 to 12. And that's the one day a week that we don't have Shir in this room, because the... Beis Medrash has other people learning here. Rabbi Wulikshir is learning here, and he doesn't have the early day on Tuesdays. So then we go to the classroom on Tuesdays, Rabbi Willig's room, and we have Shir there on Tuesdays from 11:45 to 12. Okay, so that is the basic Seder. Chavrusas, again, if everyone is looking, doesn't have a Chavrusa yet, please speak to me, you speak to Rabbi Berger, and hopefully we should help you get the chavrusas. As you've met Rabbi Berger this morning, Rabbi Berger is the Shol Meshiv of this space Medrash, so that means that he's available during Seder for any of your questions. I'm also available during Seder, but between the two of us, hopefully all your questions should be taken care of. As we know, this year we have Mar Makomos in the form of packets. Those that are old are very familiar. Those that are new, Bez Hashem, will become familiar. So all the Makoros that we learn in Shir, we see inside in the packet. I would suggest that you get a folder to organize it. We number them as we go along the year. So we have an organized system of our learning. So we do the Gemara also, but to supplement what we do in the Gemara, we have We have the packets, the Mar Makomos, and this is a, some days I won't give you the packet. Some days you'll just continue in the Gemara, and some days I'll do the packet. And the packet some days could take one day, could take 2 days, depending upon how long the packet is, etc. And it's a good way of learning, because my belief is that the learning always has to be inside. You have to see, if you could just talk about a Shitas HaRambam that you never saw inside, and you're going to just talk about it, it's like it's Parchas Ba'avir. You don't really grasp it, and you won't understand it. Everything is inside. So normally what we do is, till Sukkot, I give you an opportunity to get a Rambam. So normally the Rambams I won't be Xeroxing. But I don't know, not everyone has a Rambam with them, so I give you till Sukkot to get the Rambam, so I'll Xerox everything. And then afterwards, so the only Svarim that I want you to have is a Gemara Sanhedrin and a Rambam. You know, these two-volume Rambams, someone said they were out of print at the Svarim sale or something. Four-volume Rambam, you know, one of these Rambams that easy access Rambams. The other Rishonim, I'll Xerox in the packet. Sanhedrin doesn't have many Svarim. Like all the classic Rishonim didn't write on Sanhedrin. The Ritva, the Rashba, the Ramban, none of them wrote on Sanhedrin. So the famous Rishon is the Chidush HaHaran on Sanhedrin. So if you want to buy a Chidush HaHaran, I'm sure you could buy one. But I'll Xerox if... And the Yad Ramah is a famous Rishon. And then you have some Achronim. It's not a regular Yeshiva Shem Masechta, so it doesn't have the same amount of Svarim. But believe me, there's plenty to talk about. There's plenty to learn. So don't worry about it. On Thursdays, the last half an hour, we have Parshas HaShavua. That's from 2 to 2:30, which I give a packet out on the Parshas HaShavua. It happens to be that Shoftim, but this is not the Parsha Shir, so this happens to be that the Sanhedrin has to do with Shoftim, but there'll be a Parsha Shir Bez Hashem every Thursday from 2 to 2:30, okay? The style of the Shir, Rabosai, for the newcomers, is that this is not a lecture series. If you want a lecture series, you can go to a hotel and you'll have a very nice lecture series. This is active participation. I encourage everyone to participate. You can agree with me. You can disagree. You know, Rabbi Yochanan said he liked Reish Lakish because all his other friends, he'd say a shir and everyone would be nodding their heads. Oh, very nice, very nice. And Reish Lakish was the one, he would ask kashas, he would shlug him up, it would make it Labor Day. So when Reish Lakish passed away, he said, oh, I miss Reish Lakish. The other guys, the yes men, you know, okay, but Reish Lakish was my real, I grew from Reish Lakish more than I grew from everyone else. So it doesn't mean you have to look to shlug up the Rebbe, but if you want to, that's my pleasure to hear what you have to say. And a lot of times I'll ask a question to the tzibur and you can give your opinion. This is input from the Talmidim. It's very important to me. But you should realize no one will ever be put on the spot. I don't call on people if they don't want to be called on. So as you raise your hand, you want to be called on, I'll call on you. No one will ever be put on the spot, so you can feel relaxed that you could, if you want to speak, you can speak. If you don't want to speak, you don't want to speak at all. It's all good. So you should feel totally, totally relaxed about that. Usually the shiur is taped, so if anyone chas v'shalom misses a day, I will be more than happy to lend the tape. I think we might be getting an MP3 player, whatever that means. So maybe it'll be on the computer, whatever that means. Internet, if you heard of that. So if that can help people out, you know, more, never a substitute for being present, begoof. That's never a substitute for that. Well, now, innovation. Sundays, You have to realize that Sunday is also a day. You know, some people, the old joke is, you know, it's Shabbos Sheni Shel Golius. So people, you know, people seem to not show up necessarily on Sundays, but we should try. I realize that sometimes people do things that are very valuable. I realize people are involved sometimes in NCSY and they have Shabbatons, and I value that very, very much. So everyone has to make a cheshbon. But even if you do go to these Shabbatons, you should try to get a tape, you should try to, I don't know, access it somehow. But if not, you should all really try to be here, because it's really an important part of the week to be here on Sundays. And, you know, sometimes I know in America you need an extra effort. You know, when you're in Eretz Yisrael learning, you don't feel it's Sunday and Tuesday, it's the same thing, right? You don't feel Sunday in the air. In America, it permeates the air, and in this yeshiva, it also permeates the air. I mean, Sundays permeate the air, what can I tell you? But you should really, really try to be here every Sunday. And also, what's the innovation? The innovation is that, and we're going to see how this works, that on Sundays we're going to have halacha shir. We're not going to have the regular Gemara Sanhedrin shir. We're going to have a halacha shir. Every week a different halachic topic. That's the shem, the first shir. Do we have shir this Sunday? Yeah, we do, yeah. We didn't? Okay, I'll let you know, but I'll let you know by tomorrow. Okay, but in general, we have shir on Sunday. There'll be a separate packet on the halacha lemaisa topic. The first topic will be pasabo b'kisnin. That's the shaila of pizza and cake and calzone. And if you want to bring in some of these things to... and to show you what the makoros are, and I know the fellows in the shir in the past several years have enjoyed halacha lemaisa topics. And as much as Sanhedrin, I would like to make as much alive as possible, you know, it's not the same maybe as some other masechtas, but Bez Hashem, it's going to be very fascinating. Bez Hashem, you'll see. But I know fellas like these topics, and a lot of times you never get to learn at the Ian. And we're going to Xerox the Gemaras and the Shulchan Aruch and the contemporary poskim. And every week we'll do a different topic, and I would very much like to hear your input. If you have any idea of what topics interest you and you want to hear a shir on a particular topic, so let me know and we could have a shir on that particular topic. So the first shir Bez Hashem is going to be on Pasa Bar B'Kistin, and the second shir Bez Hashem is going to be on Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Okay, you have to know how to eat a Kiddush on Shabbos. You know, it's very halacha l'maisa. You know, what to eat, what not to eat, how to deal with a Kiddush, and you can relate to that. So the Bez Hashem we're going to try. Hopefully that will attract our fellows to come more. And in addition, any fellows who are going to be working during this year and who are in the locale or even not in the locale could come to shir on Sundays, because they don't have to worry that they weren't in the shir during the week, because Sundays will be a separate unit. Again, Sundays being a separate unit should only be a more reason for people to come, not reason for people not to come. It'll be part of the, as we know, we have Chazara in this year. We have a midterm and a final, for Chazara Bechsavs, and we do a systematic Chazara. We do go through everything, no surprises. You could, you'll see how we do it. If you're new here, you'll see how we do it when it comes about in 7 weeks or whatever it is. And this will be part of the Chazara as well, part of the Bechina as well. Okay. In addition, I think a very important part of learning, being in yeshiva, is to have a kesher with your Rebbe. And Keshev Yidur Rebbe doesn't mean only that you ask him what this line in the Gemara means. It means that you should have feel free to speak to your Rebbe in any topic you feel comfortable or you want to speak about. And therefore, I avail myself. I'm here during the morning Seder, and I'm here in the afternoon in the library on the fifth floor, and sometimes in the evening in the fifth floor as well. And you can feel free any time to come by and speak about any topic you feel you want to speak about. It doesn't have to be about learning, it can be about anything you want, and I'll always be there for you. And please, I'll try to initiate something. Some people may be a little shy or whatever, but I'll always be there, okay? And you should feel free to tell me anything you want to discuss, you know, if something's bothering you in the yeshiva or outside the yeshiva or anything that you want, you should feel, you should avail yourselves of this opportunity because I'll always be there for you, okay? So please have that in mind. Those that have been in the shir in the past, it's a little premature, but we know that one of the big days we have here in the shir is Purim. I don't want to talk about Purim now. What Rebbe talks about Purim, it's not even elegant. But there's a shul in the Bronx that we've been going to for the past 5 years. We've had five lovely Purims, and Rabbi Rothberger is our professional Balkore, top-notch, top-rate Balkore. We've been laning the Megillah for us, Mamish Le'ela Le'ela, four out of the 5 years. The 1 year he was in Eretz Yisrael, where his brother did it, and then we had a nice Nasiba downstairs, and we come, unfortunately, this summer, there were two tragedies in the shul. Mrs. Keston, who was one of the women, she was in her way in her 90s, who was a striving force in that shul, passed away. And within the same week, the rabbi of the shul, Rabbi Novak, who I'm sure you all remember from the Purims that we had, also passed away within that week. And it was a very a difficult summer in that regard. But the Ezra Hashem, we should continue. I don't know whether that shul is going to be in existence, but this year Purim is a little bit different, because this year Purim is coming out on Motzai Shabbos, so hopefully maybe we can pick another community if that shul, maybe go away for Shabbos, etc. That will be done in due time. Another thing that I would like to discuss with the Shir is more recent, is Simchas Torah. That Simchas Torah is always a very, it's a very important day in the year. And a lot of times people go into their communities and it's not the same, because that's not the community that they've really been learning with. So what I'd like to try to do, for those that are available, to take a chevra, whoever wants to come, and we have to work out the details, which we will, to go away to a community for Simchas Torah. You know, have shiurim, have dancing, whatever. We'll have to see exactly which community we could able to work this out with. And I'll let you know in the near future, because Simchas Torah is not so far away. Purim is a little far away, but Simchas Torah would. And I realize different people have different obligations, but if you could come, I think it would be a nice way to bond together. You know, it's important to bond with the Shia even outside the. It was like the day we went to Washington for the rally, you know, so that was like a very nice thing. We were together for how many hours in the bus? We had packets, we had singing, we had yodels even, again, yodels. You know, we had a lot of nice things. And it's something that, you know, sometimes, you know, I was speaking to the Rosh Yeshiva of Panovich, his son. He's a neighbor of mine, Rabbi Dr. Chaim Pravarsky. And he said, you know, that in certain times when there was communism, things were rough for the Jews, then he was very makpid to sing Zmiris at the table. Because he said, you know, the Divrei Torah, you know, who knows? You'll remember, you won't remember. hopefully you will remember. but the zmiras and the experiences, that stays with you l'olam v'ed. And that's something that we should avail ourselves, not only for the learning, which Bez Hashem will have a lot of learning. I don't believe in just, you know, dancing without learning. You have to have a lot of learning. And then, but you should also have ruach and warmth. And between the two of them, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should have siyata d'shmaya. That we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this year should be better than the year before. Every year we should, you know, in the shir, you should get to know the fellows, you know, you should get to know the various fellows in the shir, even though they're not from your yeshiva in Israel, you know, you should get to know, even if it means you battle a little bit, it's good. You got to know who the guy to your left is, the guy to the right is. The whole year you shouldn't go by and you still don't know his name. Because after a while, you know, it's like embarrassing. You know, it's like for a Rebbe. After a while, if it's, you don't know the guy's name, you know, it's like, you can't ask the name anymore. It's like a busha. Hey, where's the names, by the way? Oh, yeah? Okay, everyone sign? Yeah? Okay. Right? I know from a Rebbe perspective, if after a certain time I don't know a guy's name, you know, like so the same thing should be with Haverim, you know? You should get to know their names, you know, if a guy's from out of town and you can invite him to your house for Shabbos, it's a nice thing to do, you know. So learning is a whole experience. It's not only the cold learning. It should be a hislavus, a warmth. It should be a care. If the guy who's sitting next to you doesn't show up, you should be concerned where he is. You know, it shouldn't be a cold relationship. It should be hislavus. It should be a good connection between the Rebbe and the Talmud, and between the Talmidim themselves. Okay, we're going to start learning soon. We'll see. They're having a Yom Kippur Cotton at 2:15. We'll see if it's going to be like excessively crowded there. I already spoke to Rabbi Blau. He said we could just daven Mincha here, which I tend to feel is much more conducive than, you know, crowding in sardines and not getting a seat, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's so. You know, that's that. You tell me what you feel. So we'll play it by ear. We'll play it by ear. Okay. The minig has been starting last year. We started this minig that we start a nigun at the beginning of the first day of the first year of the first semester and the first day of the shir in the second semester. And then we start the learning. Okay? Avinu harachamon hamirachem aleinu v'sein b'liveinu vino lehavinu Yeah. Sechta begins, Dine Momenus Vishlosha. And then you have a long Mishnah here. Ooh, ah. It's like a whole parak, right? It's a long, long Mishnah. And I think the way to approach this Mishnah is piecemeal. So, to really, you can't really learn this whole Mishnah in one swoop. You'll get too much. So we can measure Hashem, the way we're going to learn it. We're going to learn a little bit, then learn the Gemara, and then a little bit more, and as we go along. But before we try to understand anything about Masechta Sanhedrin, we have to have a couple of shiurim of Hakdama, if you want to really understand anything that's going to be said in this Masechta. So I'd like to begin with the following Hakdama. The Mishnah says, Dine Mamanus B'Shlosha. And then it gives you a whole list of things of B'Shlosha. Then it gives you things that are B'Esrim B'Shlosha. And then it gives you things B'Shivim B'Echad. Meaning, there are three Batei Dinim. There are three types of Batei Dinim. As the way the packet, another innovation is we're going to write a topic name on the packet. So you'll know exactly what the topic of the Indian that's going to be discussed. There are three types of Batei Din. There's a Bezdin of Shalosh, the Bezdin of Esrim B'Shalosh, and a Bezdin of Shivim B'Echad. These are the three Batei Din. 3, 23, and 71. And we have to understand what each Beis Din functions. What's the function of the Beis Din of Shalosh? What's the function of the Beis Din of Esrim B'Shalosh? What's the function of Shiva Echad? So, and where function, and also locale, which is also a very crucial thing. You might think, locale, what's the big deal? Who cares? A Beis Din should be anywhere. Wherever three people meet, that's three. Wherever 23 people meet, that's 23. Wherever 71 people meet, 71. No. We're going to see that not only the din of Bezdin is a din in the number, but it's also crucial to know the locale of the bezin, where the bezin has to be. It can't just be anywhere. We'll see. And it might depend upon the various different batei din. And that's the topic here. Suge batei din, meaning the different types of batei din, the umekoma, and the locale that these batei din are in. Because you'll see, it's going to make a difference for halacha where these batei din are located. Now, superficially from the Mishnah, we know that Dine Momenos is Bishlosha. So if you have a case of Dine Momenos, you have an argument about a monetary argument, so you go to the Bezdin, so you go to a Bezdin of Shlosha. Now, the next Hagdama after this packet will be who do these three people have to be? There was any three people? You know, like you have Hataris Nadarim, you know, and Shul. So you just, you know, three people, you get together. After Shacharis, you get three people together. That's Shlosha. Or do these three people have to have some type of stature? We'll see. Okay? Then, the Mishnah continues, five wide lines. Dine Nefashos Be'esrim B'Shlosha. But if you want to kill somebody... See, by Mominus, you don't want to kill him. You just want to get his money. You don't want to kill him. But by Dinei Nefashos means he did something. He did a capital crime. Like he was Machal Shabbos. Right, as we said many times. Just one Shabbos. And then you get killed. You know, just one Shabbos. That's all you get. If you do it amazing. Huh? So, it wouldn't sell so much. No. Right? Just one Shabbos and we'll be free. Right? Free from whatever. Okay. No, but obviously it has to be menazid, basra. It's not so easy to kill. It's not so easy to kill somebody. And we'll explain also what's the story bizman hazeh. Why don't we have these dinim bizman hazeh? What's missing? And then we have bezdin shalat shal shivim ve'echad. Now, when we speak about Sanhedrin, what are we talking about? There's a Bezdin Shal Sholosh, we said, Bezdin Shal Esrim V'Sholosh, and a Bezdin Shal Shivim V'Echad. But the term Sanhedrin, what is that referring to? To which of the three? What? 71 and also 23. But 71 is called the Sanhedrin Hagadolah, and 23 is the Sanhedrin Ketana, but it's also called the Sanhedrin. Right? The 71 and the 23 are called Sanhedrin, and the three is just called Bezdin, Bezdin of Dine Momenos. And that's the. And those things of the Shivim Ve'echad, right, you want to go to war, you want to kill an Ir Nidachas, right, you need the Bezin of Shivim Ve'echad. That's the Sanhedrin. And they're the special qualifications to be on the Sanhedrin, right? You have to be a big Talmud Chacham, and you have to know different things, and, right, that's the Spitz Bezin, right? That's the you know, the top of the line. I don't think any of you were here at the Levaya of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Probably not. But I'll tell you one story from that Levaya. Most of the Hespedim were in Yiddish, needless to say. There were only two Hespedim in English at that Levaya. It was Rabbi Tendler, Rabbi Yeshiva, Rabbi Moshe Tendler, and Rabbi Mordechai Tendler. I think were the only two people who spoke in English. Everyone else spoke in Yiddish. Well, you should take Yiddish. That's another thing we should mention. I should teach you Yiddish also. important that you should know the basic 100 Yiddish words, you know, just to get around and get through life, you know. So Rabbi Moshe Tendler told a story at the Levaya. He said that that they were planning to put a pacemaker in for Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe was very interested in knowing all the details of how the pacemaker works and what exactly happens and what. And he couldn't understand, why are you so interested in knowing about how a pacemaker works? I mean, now Rav Tendler, he's the scientist, so okay, but what does Rav Moshe want to know so much about how the pacemaker works? He says it was the din that the Sanhedrin, not only they have to be qualified in Talmidei Chachamim to be in the Sanhedrin, but you can't be a Balmum. Kulach raf yofar rayosi umum einbach. It's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Kulach yofar rayosi umum einbach. That if you're Balmum, you're puzzled for the Sanhedrin. So Rav Moshe said, he says it could be the Mashiach is going to come soon, and maybe they're going to ask me to be one of the Shivim Ve'echad, to be on the Sanhedrin. So he didn't want to apostle himself to be on the Sanhedrin. So he wanted to know exactly if putting the pacemaker in would make him considered a Balmum or not. I don't know what the answer was, but Mashiach didn't come, unfortunately. But okay. So now, Rabosai, let us see what exactly these different Batei Dinim are. So it happens to be Parshas HaShavua. This is not the Parsha Shir. But it happens to be that this week's Parsha is where it's all at. Not all, but Torah says, Shoftim v'shotrim titein l'chol b'chol sharecha. Asher Hashem l'kechen osim l'chol sharecha. Shoftim v'so'on mishpat tzedek. That there is a chiyuv of shoftim v'shotrim. What is this chiyuv of shoftim v'shotrim? So it says Rashi and Chumash, shoftim v'shotrim, shoftim dayonim, haposkim asadim. So the shoftim are the dayonim. That's what we discuss in the Mishnah. Different dayonim, 3 dayonim, 23 dayonim, 71 dayonim, shoftim v'shotrim. Those are the shoftim. Shotrim. Harodim achar mitzvosim shemakim v'kosim b'makim. Those are the police, right? The enforcers, the ones that have the sticks and the whips, and they you're not listening, you're not heeding to the words of the Bezdin. They will come and make you heed to the words of the Bezdin. Those are the shoftim. Now. It says, Tite lecha b'chol she'arecha. In all your gates. Now the question is, where is that? B'chol she'arecha. Where? Where is this chiyuv to have these batei din? So, if you'll take a look on page 3. Now, so where is B'chol She'arecha? What do you say, Rabbi Sir? Before you tell, just, what does B'chol She'arecha mean? In all your cities. Where? In Eretz, is She'arecha meaning all your cities anywhere, or only in Israel? Any Jewish community, in Teaneck, in 5 towns, all these places. Or only in the old city of Yerushalayim. Only by the Yeshiva. Or is it all places? Then would you say it's in the Ferish Pasuk? Satan al Buzil Fesacho Misharecha means, everywhere, right? Yeah, have you been to? Oh. Yeah, so Pashat Shah Asher Hashem Elokecha Nofkeinu Kol Shvachecha is only the Israel. Only the Israel. So it's mashma that the Kiev to have Shoftim v'Shotrim is only in the Israel. Why is that? Why? People are more rowdy in Eretz Israel. They have all the Shana Aleph guys running around. What's going on? Yeah. You're saying that, but why can we make, you can have sovereignty in Chutz Lars.
It usually hasn't been the case. If you were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, you're going to go to someone else's land.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, you can just say you're going to have to follow the Malchus.
We have our law, but we can't really enforce that. Children.
Practically, it's not going to always work, but it could work. Which Medina? Right. Oh, so 1 second, yeah. Ben?
Yeah, but Hashem putting about restrictions and laws, like laws on us, showing the fathers, he's not only showing our wife, saying that since I have responsibility, I'm showing a lot to you towards our new people, I'm going to put restrictions on us, and not just pull a fact, but that's why it's stopping our show.
And the Chutz Lars?
Chutz Lars, I guess I'll choose for myself.
I guess so too. You're right. All Jews should live in Eretz Yisrael, but so take a look where Moshe on page 3. Masse. Pasuk Chavtes. So what's it talking about over here? So it's talking about Arik Mikla, but what is Pasuk Chavdala talking about? B'shoftu as ha'eda ben amako ben goel adam. Who's the Eda? What? What'd you say? Beisdin. Eida is Beisdin. Chavdal. V'shoftu ha'eida. Eida is Beisdin. Eida is Beisdin. Okay? So, there it's talking about a Beisdin of 23, because it's talking about a case where someone killed somebody. Right? And the whole Arim Yer Miklat situation. That's Pasuk Chavdal. So now, Chavtes, Chavtes is going back on Chavdal. So Chavtes says, "Are you able lachem luchukas mishpat l'dor seichem b'chol moshvo seichem? B'chol moshvo seichem. Look in Rashi. B'chol moshvo seichem. Lamed shetei Sanhedrin no heges b'chutzlars. Calls manchon no heges b'Eretz Yisrael." That there's a din of Sanhedrin not only in Eretz Yisrael, but there's also a din of Sanhedrin in Chutz La'aretz. B'chol Moshvo Seichem.
So what do I say to you? Spirit Sukkot.
Ash Shoftim. It says Shoftim Shoftim Tim B'chol B'chol Sharecha Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosim B'chol Mishpatecha. Only what? He Israel. He is here. Okay? And here we have another pasuk that says, "B'chol Moshe global, the whole world." So how do we deal with this fear? Is the din? So how would you deal with this thing like a fear?
Anything, the 23 should be more restricted. No? You say, positive in Shelton, that's not 3 and 23? What? Positive in Shelton, Shelton, if you came with God, is that Hedron and Bella? But that positive, Shelton,
Right? Stira. Right? Right? I mean, normally we read Chumash too quickly, so we don't pick up on the stiras, right? The stira, the pasuk in Shoftim and the pasuk in Masa. What's your name?
Yosef.
Yosef what? Your Cohen. He's direct descendant of the Shach. Here also, when you have a pidyon haben, he's the man. Oh, so you want to say, he's saying an interesting point. Maybe the chiyuv, Yosef, he's saying like this. Yosef's saying an excellent point. Whether he's right or not is irrelevant, but he's saying an excellent point. Right? Maybe like this. Maybe shoftim b'shoftim means there's a chiyuv to have shoftim b'shoftim. Maybe that's only in Eretz Yisrael. But the other pasuk Masa is saying that if you want to have it in Chutz La'aretz, you can have it in Chutz La'aretz also. But the chiyuv aminu, maybe that's only in Eretz Yisrael. That's what Yosef wants to say. Is that am I representing you correctly? Yeah. Why? Why does Rashi say this? No, Hegis. Well, Hegis just means it's hell. So you can have it. You can judge capital punishment cases even in Chutz La'aretz. If you have a Bezin of 23 in Chutz La'aretz, you can judge capital punishment cases in Chutz La'aretz also. But maybe the chiyuv of Ninoi is only what? In Eretz Yisrael. That's what Yosef wants to say. I think what Yosef's saying is a great shot. We'll see. It might not be right. That's irrelevant. It's irrelevant if it's right or not. I mean, in the end, you want to know if it's right or not. But I think from a first glance of this stira, I think Yosef's shot is an excellent way of resolving the psukim. Again, Yosef is saying the pasuk of Shoshim Torahim is a chiyuv mina, and the pasuk of the Kol Moshe Moshechem is telling you that if you want, you can have it there and it's gone. Again, don't come away with any conclusions yet. It's not over until it's over. That's one of the Gedolim said.
How's it? Well, take a look in the Gemara in Machas on page 4. Zayin Amar.
Says Sanhedrin no heges or oratz uchutz laaretz. Right, we know already. So what is it? So that's the Rashi quoted that on Chumash. Right, Rashi quoted that on Chumash. It's interesting, Rabbi Willa commented to me this summer that, you know, whatever Rashi quotes became famous. But there's some other Gemaras that for some reason Rashi didn't quote and then people never heard of it. But it's like whatever Rashi quoted, like, made. So this din that Sanhedrin no heges bars the chutz laaretz, so it means that if you want to have a bezin of 23, you can have it here in Washington Heights. A bezin of 23, and then you could kill people. We'll see, obviously, the Zman Hazeh, it doesn't work. We'll have to see why. But that's going to take a couple of introductory shiurim to get to that point. But it's kedai, it looks like, to go through all these introductory things, or else you won't understand anything. So we'll take it step by step, and we'll get there. No rush, right? Okay, now, take a look on the bottom, the next step. Sanhedrin, no Hegis, Kulei, Benahani, Lili. How do you know that a Sanhedrin is noheg even b'chutz la'aretz? Meaning, if you want to have a bezdin of 23. Now, when we say a Sanhedrin is noheg even b'chutz la'aretz, so what does that mean? You can have the bezdin hagodol in Dinek if you want. Is that what it means? Bezdin hagodol doesn't have to be in Yishlaim, it could be in Dinek. Is that what we're saying? No, we're not saying that.
see, maybe it has to be dafka in Yerushalayim, dafka, we'll see about that. But for sure it means that a Bezin of 23 is not limited to Eretz Yisrael, it's no way even to put it on. So what's the source? So Rashi quotes the pasuk we just saw in the Gemara quotes, the pasuk we just saw in Masech. Vayud Eilu Lachem Luchukas Mishpa L'Dorotechem L'Madlu L'Sanhedrin Shanoheges V'Aretz U'V'Chutz L'Aretz. So now, came Matal Lodoma B'Sharecha. So basically, this stira that we pose between the Pasuk in Shoftim and the Pasuk in Masei, the Gemara asked this question. How can you say B'Sharecha, which means Eretz Yisrael? Because it says, as he pointed out, the Pasuk says, Asher Hashem Elokecha, no say Mechol Shvatecha. So it's Eretz Yisrael. So that means that Sanhedrin is only knowing where? In Eretz Yisrael. So Sanhedrin is only knowing Israel. How can you have another Pasuk saying Mechol Shvatecha? Stira. So Bosa, I would have been very happy if the Gemara would have answered what Yosef said. Can we go over all fine? Good. Thank you very much. But the Gemara doesn't say what Yosef says. B'sharecha, atamoshi kvatedinim b'chol plach u'plach u'b'chol pir v'ir, u'b'chutz lo'aretz atamoshi b'chol plach u'plach, v'atamoshi b'chol ir v'ir. What's the answer? Stira, right? Pasuk in Shoftim. Pasuk in Masei, Stira. What's the answer? What's the Gemara's answer to the Stira? Again, one Pasuk is Mashmah, you only have Sanhedrin and Eretz Yisrael. The Sharech. The other Pasuk is Mashmah, the whole Moshe Sechem, and you can have a Sanhedrin evidence. So who's right? Me to think. Sphere. Shnei Ksuvim Malachishim Zeh Zeh. Your first name again? Kalman. Kalman, Kalman.
So in the passage that excludes Kutzlar, it's talking about as a self, it's talking about the year. Being able to judge in the year in Eretz Yisrael, and also that excludes Chutzlars. When it includes Chutzlars, it's referring to Plach.
What is Plach?
It's a district.
So which is bigger, an ear or a Plach? Which is bigger? Plach. Plach? Plach or ear? Which is bigger? Plach? Plach. Yeah, Plach is like a big district. Like New York State. And in here would be like the different boroughs, etc. So the Gemara is saying like this. Listen again. You see, again, I still like what Yosef said. But the Gemara doesn't say what Yosef said. We're not going to argue with the Gemara. Like, you can't argue with the Gemara. So it says like this. That really there is an obligation to appoint a Sanhedrin, even Chutz La'aretz. It's not like Yosef. Yosef said, no, it's just knowing. Which is, I think, is a gewaltig idea, what Yosef said. But the Gemara is saying that not like Yosef. Not like Yosef. That the din is that you have to appoint a Sanhedrin. Not only is there a chiyuv, not only is Sanhedrin knowing the Chutz La'aretz, there's a chiyuv of appointing a Sanhedrin in the Chutz La'aretz. To have a Sanhedrin in the Chutz La'aretz is also a chiyuv. But the question is where? In Eretz Yisrael, you have to have one for the whole district, which includes many cities. One, you know, the district Sanhedrin. And then every year also needs to have, what? A Bezin.
every year also needs to have a Sanhedrin. Not only once the New York State Sanhedrin, I mean, in Eretz Yisrael, all of Yehuda, whatever, the whole area needs a Sanhedrin, but then you have to have for every year, not only for the plaque. In Chutz La'aretz, all you need is what? To have one for the whole plot, but you don't need it for a whole year by year. But it's not shan that it's just knowing for Chutz La'aretz. There's a chiyuv of having the Sanhedrin in Chutz La'aretz as well. And that, the Gemara says, is the answer to the steer. That, in other words, when the Gemara says Bisharecha, it means that every city should have a Sanhedrin also. Not only one general for the whole general district, but every little mokum has also. Masha'en came in Chutz La'aretz, all you need is the one for the whole district. The Rambam, page 5, Parak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvos Esei Shel Torah, Limnos Shoftim V'Shotrim B'chol Medina U'Medina U'V'chol Plach U'Plach, Shenema Shoftim V'Shotrim Titei M'chol B'chol Sharecha. Shoftim elu hadayonim akvuim bebezdin, ubali dinim boim lufneim, shotim elu boli makel ritsua. Beim omdim lufnei hadayonim. So you have to have v'chol medina u'medina v'chol plach u'plach. Now look at halacha beis on page 6. Says the Rambam, Ein anu chayovim lahamid batei dinim b'chol plach u'plach u'b'chol ir v'ir, elo be'eretz Yisrael bilvad. Right? This is the Gemara. That only in Eretz Yisrael does it have to be b'chol plach u'plach u'b'chol ir v'ir. Aval b'chutzu la'aretz einam chayovim lahamid bezdin b'chol plach u'plach, shenem mar titein l'chol b'chol sharecha asher Hashem alokecha nosein l'chol l'shvotecha. What's the problem? What? Why? Right. So the Rambam says different than the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say that in Chutz La'aretz you need what? B'chol plach u'plach, not b'chol ir v'ir. And here he writes, Ein chayovim lavin bez b'chol plach u'plach. So then, what does that mean? How do you read the Rambam? I mean, it's clearly a deviation from the Talmud. It's clearly a deviation from the Gemara, right? The Gemara says that the Chutz La'aretz Israel has to be b'chol plach u'plach over here, and the Chutz La'aretz has to be just b'chol plach u'plach not b'chol over here. And the Rambam says what?
Right, so what does the Rambam mean? How should we deal with this?
Benjamin. Yeah, maybe he's saying that maybe there's
there should be one big base din for all of Chutz La'aretz, like that everybody sends their questions to, instead of doing it like district by district. Because it's still like a number of batei dinim for, you know what I mean?
No.
One beis din for all of Chutz La'aretz.
Right. So how does that fit in the words of the Rambam? You're saying you don't have to put the whole plach in plach.
A plach is within a country, like different districts.
Right.
So
you just need one for the whole country.
Yeah, like something like that.
Perhaps, right here. Still against the Gemara. Because the Gemara is saying that you have to put it the whole plach and not the whole year. Yeah, what's your name?
Yichiel Shaffer. The Gemara is the Lashon of no Hegas.
Right.
For both arts and the first arts as well. So if the Rambam wants to play on the Lashon of no Hegas, that it goes along with the idea of the Chosar. So definitely not an arts, it's not Lashon of no Hegas. In the Chosar, it's a bias. The Lashon is still no Hegas.
So what do you have to do with Chutz La'aretz?
It's advice to set up.
It's advice.
Yeah.
Advisable. It's not a chiyuv. You think that's what the Rambam is saying? He wants to say this special person wants to say that maybe the Rambam is saying like Yosef. We'll see, there's someone very kosher from a previous generation that wants to say something similar to what you're saying. I'm not so happy with what he's saying, but you're going to see that the Ramban is going to say what you said.
Right. So then there's no difference. So you
can't
mechal it, you say. Well, to tell you the truth, Rabosein, I would be happy with the Lecha Mishnah. You'll tell me it's a cop-out, right?
You'll tell me, maybe you'll tell me it's a cop-out. Maybe it's a cop-out. I don't know, I like the Lecha Mishnah.
So it's a mistake in the Rambam. Asher Yishlon al Bidvar of Shem Gemar Amul Lehecha. Was the Gemar says just the opposite? Avam Chutz La'aretz Chutzlar Moshe B'chol Plach U'Plach. Thanks for Asher Yishlon L'Rabbeinu B'Gemar Girsa Apucha. It doesn't make sense that the Rambam had a different Girsa in the Gemar. Some of the Rambam had the Girsa the way we have. So Mustama, the answer must be that you have to just change what the Rambam said. Ain't svar sheyesh lo l'rabbeinu b'gemara girsa hafucha b'goris aval b'chutz lo atzia tal moshi b'chol plach b'plach aval tal moshi b'chol yir v'yir. Devada has svar hi ki girsa seinu. The b'chutz lo atz tafasta mua tafasta. B'chol plach b'plach in aval b'chol yir v'yir lo. Right, that makes more sense. The chutz lo atz is more kal. So you only need b'chol plach b'plach in the larger, one for the larger area. You don't need b'chol yir v'yir. In other words, he says that what the Rambam says, yeah, one word missing. Avol b'chutz la'aretz eino chayim lo'amin b'ezdin ela b'chol plach u'plach.
meaning it's double negative, right? In other words, the whole block and block, yes. So you only have to be mabed the whole block and block. Chosin milas ella. One word, ella. Ella. One word changes the whole meaning. Because you put that word ella in, there's no problem with the Rambam and the Gemara. Right? Ella. Ella. One word.
1 second. Aval lo nira kein midivra haramban zal bepeirush ha-toyra. The nira midvarv disfirli de rabbeinu polig ala braisa shnui v'mesechus matis v'tzorachiyah. You see, take a look in the Rambam, Ramban,
Al Torah.
Ramban and Al Torah is going to say something what Yosef and Yechiel said, which I'm not happy with.
I mean, I like what they're saying, but I don't think. He says, Ramban and Al Torah said, Siva b'Torah, I don't think you about Varshneim. This is the Tov Yerushalayim printing of the Ramban, which I like. It's clearer than the Chanel printing. Okay, in all the cities, so now says the Ramban, and this is what Yosef, you are with the Ramban. You feel also. This is your Ramban. You were Mahad. You could have been a Rishon. Look what he says. This is not what you said. Turn one. He says, there's no chiyuv of having a bezdin in the chutzlarts. There's no chiyuv of appointing a bezdin in the chutzlarts. It's only that when a person is yelling that somebody did something wrong to me, so now make an ad hoc bezdin. But there's no chiyuv that we should have what they need to move it. When the need comes, you'll get together. Habakashem Yitzhak HaMuvas. Muvas means the person who claims that he was the other. He was done an injustice. When he's going to yell, Yamdu Eilu Ari Mishvot Mishvotei Mishvotu. So then they'll call up. Somebody will make a phone call up Rabbi so-and-so, Rabbi so-and-so, Rabbi so-and-so, Rabbi so-and-so, Rabbi so-and-so, and then all the 23 Rabbi so-and-sos will get together, and they'll have a bezdin. But not that yet you need a bezdin kavua. And man, that's exactly what Yosef said, and that would answer the question. There's no chiyuv at all to have me doing that. Mom is what you said. You do. The chain cause of Harav Rav Moshe.
Rav Moshe Rambam.
And so says Rav Moshe. There's no chiyuv. In other words, he learns to trap in the Rambam. The Ramban learns to trap in the Rambam. And when the Rambam says, you don't have to do it, the chol plach and plach, means you don't have to be Ramana any Sanhedrin chutzlars. That's how the Ramban learns to trap in the Rambam. So now, the Ramban is going to say that I don't like this trap because it's against the Gemara Makkos. Aval b'maseches Makkos, shanu v'yu eilu lachem l'chukas mishra l'dor seichem b'chol moshro seichem l'amit sh'sanhedrin o'egz b'chutzlars b'chutzlars. Him came lama nemash shoftim v'shotri, and you can't say Yosef's trot in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, right? Even Yosef wouldn't say Yosef's trot in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But the Ramban says that's how the Rambam's trot is. But the Ramban now is going to ask a kasha, but it's against the Gemara. So I would like to say the Lecha Mishnah is right. The Rambam never meant that. The Rambam never meant that there's no chiyuv b'chol. So there's a chiyuv. It's just that it doesn't have to be b'chol yaviyah, and you have to put in the word Ella. But the Ramban comes up with this idea that, and Yosef said this idea, that there's no chiyuv l'chutzlars. It's just, when the situation comes, then you get the rabbis together. Yeah, well, there's a chiyuv to take care of the situation. But it's not a chiyuv to have a minui bezdin as a permanent structure in the community. Yeah, well, it's a chiyuv to take care of the, once a person is saying he's ba'avult, somebody ba'avult him, somebody did an injustice to him, so now the rabbis should help, you know. I don't think so. El ba'aretz ata moshi b'chol plach plach v'chol yir v'yir, v'chutz la'aretz ata moshi b'chol plach plach v'yata moshi b'chol yir v'yir. V'nira mizeh, says the Ramban, shechayovin limno Sanhedrin b'chutz la'aretz. Below b'chol yir v'yir b'keretz Yisrael, it doesn't have to be b'chol yir v'yir like Eretz Yisrael, el plachim plachim, but it just has to be, you know, in the plach. One second. So you hear what I'm saying, Rabbi Say? So, again, so the Ramban claims that there's such a shita that in Chutz La'aretz there's no chiyuv at all. And he claims the Rambam says it, but he himself says, but it's against the Gemara in Makkos. Because the Gemara in Makkos clearly holds that there's a chiyuv, even the Chutz La'aretz. It's just that it doesn't have to be b'chol yirviyah, just b'chol plach u'plach. Aval b'zman hazeh l'achar shabot l'hasmicha. For b'zman hazeh, that there's no smicha. Now smicha, we're going to have a whole packet to understand what smicha is. Right? You should just know what smicha is. That requires a whole packet just to understand what smicha is. But whatever smicha is, Rabosai, we don't have it. Even in, you know, even in YU, we don't have it. Right, we don't have the real smicha. We'll have to see what we have today. The real smicha, we don't have anymore. We'll have a whole packet, so you should know what the real smicha is. But whatever it is, we don't have it. No one has it. No one has it. So therefore, since we don't have the real smicha, there's no chiyuv anymore of having dayon. Aval b'zman hazeh l'achar shebot la'smicha, kevin shekol ha'mishpotim b'teilim min ha'torah, t'chsiv l'fneim v'lo'fnei hedyotus, v'anan hedyotus hanan, we're hedyotus, meaning we're not musmachim, v'ein dayonim b'chutz lo'aretz, ela t'chadosh l'chusayv dina, ena r'chayvim mitzvahs min ha'shoftim min ha'torah kval. Okay, there are a lot of phrases here that I glossed over because each one requires a whole introduction, which we will, as a Shem, have in each respective packet. But he says, today this the whole shiur that we spent the last 40 minutes on is very nice, but it doesn't apply. We don't have any smicha, so there's no meaning in Dayan in this matter. That's why we're not killing anybody. Because we don't have any smicha. You'll see, the Indian of smicha is a fascinating Indian, which we'll have a whole packet on now. But that's where we're holding our bosa. Who? Well, the Ramban holds the Gemara Makkos and said the Sphere Pesukim was answered in the Gemara Makkos. No. He claims that the Rambam is going at the first sheet that he quotes is no chiyuv, and the Rambam say there's no chiyuv at all in Chutz La'aretz, and they're against the Gemara. And they could answer the Sphere of Pesukim like Yosef said, that the Shoftim is the chiyuv, and that's only in Eretz Yisrael, and Chutz La'aretz is no chiyuv. I mean, if you want to say like the first trot in the Ramban, which he claims the Rambam holds, then the way to answer the Sphere of Pesukim would be like Yosef, not like the Gemara. The only thing is, and I'm about to say, is the Gemara didn't say right there. So you're making a new pshat. Okay, you want to make a new pshat, you make a new pshat. But usually we don't know when we make new pshatim against the Gemara. But then, as an addendum, he says, even though the Gemara in Makkos says that the Chiyah, even the Chutz La'aretz, just doesn't have to be b'chol year over year, but it could b'chol plach and not b'chol year over year, But there is a chiyuv in Eretz Yisrael, a chiyuv chutz la'aretz, but today there's no chiyuv at all. Because there only was a chiyuv when there was the real smucha, the real rabbis who had real smicha. Today, we don't have real smicha, and Bez Hashem will explain what that means, to have real smicha. We don't have real smicha. No one has real smicha. So since no one has real smicha, there's no chiyuv to point any dayanim anymore. So then we have to understand, you know, so how do you judge any case? If smicha is a requirement to have to judge something, so you know, how do you yeah. Your first name again, I'm sorry. Kalman.
What does it mean that's how long should people do? Is that saying
there's no requirement to have a Beis Din every year. Yeah, you can have one for the whole system. So you don't need, you know, the whole general area. No, chiyuv, yeah. I don't think anyone would say this is a Baal Tosif or something like that. It's not, if you want to have more, I guess, have, you know, if you have a rowdy bunch, you want to have more. But there's no chiyuv to have. In Eretz Yisrael, it's more of a chiyuv. Interesting. Eretz Yisrael is more of a chiyuv to have what they need. Mishpat has to be from Tzion, bring the Gula. Whatever. Yeah, Ellie?
What's the reason for that? Why is there Kedusha Eretz Yisrael that the people, what's the reason? In Eretz Yisrael, there has to be, you know, in every year, you have that.
Yeah, hey, how would you say that? Why is that, Rabbi Sain? It's just a practical thing that there are more Jews in Israel? Or is it... Yeah. I can't hear you. Israel, they should act better. The Kedushas art should.
Thank you.
depends. That's the Isser of Erkos, right? That we're supposed to go to Bez and Shal Yisrael. If there are situations where you're allowed to go to Erkos, but on an ideal situation, which the Torah obviously is speaking about the ideal is to go to Bez and Shal Yisrael. In fact, there's an Isser to go to Bez and Shal Erkos. I mean, we have to follow Dina the Machusa Dina, we have to follow that, but that means as an added thing. But not when it goes against,
you know, our laws. We have to follow our laws, of course. And then if they added other things that we have to keep, so we have to keep their laws too. But that's in addition, not as a replacement.
No, there's no chiyuv of appointing dayanim anymore.
But are you allowed to? Can you have dayanim?
Yeah, you can have dayanim.
Even though
certain, in other words, the question is, which halakhas do you need smicha, the real smicha for? And which halakhas can we have today, even without the real smicha? Like, if somebody's machal Shabbos today, even if he did it b'mezid in front of witnesses, we don't kill him. Because to kill somebody, you need smicha. So that's the first thing you need. The smicha, if you want to kill somebody, you need smicha. Okay? It's an interesting observation, right? If you want to kill somebody, you need smicha. So, right, so that's why we don't kill. Okay. We don't have smicha. Right? So the question is, so what about other things? How about gayers? Hey, we spent all the Jew talking about gayers. And gayers need what? Best gear, sorry, shlosha, why? Mishpat sipe. So we have to have a whole discussion to how you use a guy or anyone if we don't speak. Right? Like, any kind of. Like, obviously something's missing because we don't have smicha. What is, we didn't even discuss what smicha is. They're using this catchphrase, smicha. What is smicha? Okay, there'll be a pattern. And then you'll understand what smicha is. But whatever it is, we don't have it. So that's why we're not killing people today. And that's why if you steal, you don't have to pay double. Right? Kefal. No, the person steals and gets caught, just has to return the item. No double. No kefal. Why no kefal? Because for kefal, you need smicha. A lot of halakhas, you see, if you know what smicha is, we understand a lot of chumash and why a lot of chumash is not applicable. So you just have to know about smicha to understand why books are most, right?
Right? Okay, everybody. So let's just review what we did today, and we're not even halfway done with this packet yet. So let's just review what we did today. Today we discussed that there are three different type of batei dinim. There's 3, 23, 71. The 23 and 71 are called Sanhedrin. Okay? And then we saw that there are two psukim, and there seems to be a stira between the psukim. One pasuk says that Sanhedrin is only b'sharech b'chol shvatech only in Eretz Yisrael. And then you have another pasuk that says it's b'chol moshe Yosef. So the first answer is what Yosef said, and that is what the Ramban says in his first shot, and that's what he claims the Ramban is. That in, the answer is that the Chutz La'aretz is no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv. And Eretz Yisrael is a chiyuv. So Mamela, Shoftim, Shoftim, Tim, Chol, B'chol, Sharecha, that's a chiyuv to be Maman. That's only in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, it's Chal, it's knowing, but it's no chiyuv. That's one possible. That's what Yosef said. And that's what the Ramban says in his first shot. And the second, is the Gemara Makkas, where the Gemara Makkas says that in Eretz Yisrael has to be b'chol plach b'chol year to year. In Chutz La'aretz only b'chol plach, it's not b'chol year. Then we saw the Rambam, that the Rambam says the reverse of the Gemara. So the Lacha Mishnah says you just have to add in the word what? Ella, and then it's the same
the same as the Gemara. But the Ramban doesn't have the word Ella. So he learned Pshat in the Ramban, where the Ramban says you don't have to do it, b'chol plach u'plach, means you don't have any chiyuv at all. Why? Because there's no chiyuv in the chutzlarts. And Mela, the Rambam, if that's the correct Pshat in the Rambam, then they'll have to say that the answer of the sphere of Sukkim is what Yosef said.
Okay. Now, the next thing that we're going to do, Bez Hashem, is discuss. So, what did we discuss today? Where the Bezdin of 23 is, right? The Bezdin of 23 is not only in Eretz Yisrael; it's even in Chutz Lartz. Then it's just a technical question: is there a Chiyuv? Where in Chutz Lartz there has to be Chiyuv, Chiyuv, Chiyuv? Is there a Chiyuv? Not a Chiyuv. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, I'd like to discuss where does the Bezdin of Shivim Be'echad? Where, and that is going to be very relevant also to the Jewish calendar. Because we have to know, why do we have a calendar? Let's go back to the old star. You see the moon, you come to Bezdin, but it's much more exciting that way, you know? But it's boring. You know, you have a calendar, you open the calendar, you know? And that's a very fundamental part of Judaism, to understand why we need a calendar. What's with the calendar? This is going to be very relevant to the discussion of what? Of where the location of the Sanhedrin Agadol was. We'll see how it's going to connect between that and the Jewish calendar. Okay.